Hey there, it's new music time once again on WNCW's On the Way Up podcast. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick. Thanks for dropping by, and get set for another round of songs that are just becoming or are already classified as bona fide earworms here at Grassroots Radio. DJ For a Day takes a bicycle trip to a little country store with the band Scythian for the tale of how they were given a 19th century fiddle on the spot. It's a great story, so stick around for that, as well as our segue of the show, which goes for a nautical theme with a new tune from Old Man Ludicky paired with an out-of-print record from 1992. Buddy and Julie Miller, Rodrigo y Gabriela, and a whole lot in between here on episode 42 of On the Way Up. Let's get it rolling with a tune that began being played a lot more quietly than it finished up, after Jason Isbell and Amanda Shires weighed in on this song from Josh Ritter. It's Old Black Magic from his 10th album, Fever Breaks.
True love to true love and rust to rust. I let the others cast stones while I drew in the dust. I tried to be a good man. Something changes in the wind. I got that old black magic rolling in. Wave upon wave now. Here come the dreams. And I can't see the lighthouse. And the lighthouse can't scream. And don't you know I need you so bad? Tell me where the hell you been. I got that old black magic rolling in. Rolling, 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 rolling in. I can't sleep for crying. I cry all the time. Everybody got an angel. I got mine. Wings of a crow overshadowing. So I knew you'd be with me when I need you to be.
teach. Or maybe it's a matter of getting more sleep. You put me on the front line, treat me like a back line. I'm getting tired and it's getting harder to breathe. But we can blame it on the Tennessee wildfire smoke in the air. November doesn't usually feel like this. It's about time.
Conquering Man by the Binghamton, New York five-piece band Driftwood from their release Tree of Shade. Childhood friends Dan Forsyth and Joe Collar were a duo on their first album before expanding to their current lineup on this, Driftwood's sophomore release. The band splits the songwriting and lead vocals amongst its members, and that song, sung by fiddle player Claire Byrne, is, quote, about being a woman, and I think I just wrote it in a time of frustration, just personally, but also with some things that were going on in our political climate. It was just things I deal with as a woman, or that any woman deals with. Things you don't even think about sometimes. Somebody gives you a crappy hand. I think that's one of the lines. And you see all the guys get an awesome, solid handshake. So you're just not in the mood that day. End quote. Driftwood is playing June 1st at the Cold Mountain Music Festival in Western North Carolina. We started with a familiar voice to the WNCW airwaves, Josh Ritter. He's never worked with producer Jason Isbell, nor his band The 400 Unit, but the band and Isbell's direction are all over this album, Fever Breaks. Ritter says that he didn't want to know what was going to happen while working with new people on his record, and one thing that he did not know would happen was that his song Old Black Magic would become a real rocker, but it sure did. Next, we'll change up pace with the return of one of our all-time favorite husband and wife teams, Buddy and Julie Miller, on WNCW's new music podcast, On the Way Up.
The cowboy we love never meant to cause any pain. He just never knew when to come in out of the
his heated flight on a horse with wings up to the sky. In a flash he was gone with God up high, and we never got to say goodbye. Goodbye, the wasn't meant to be here long, but we didn't even know it. No, we didn't even know it. We didn't even know it till he was gone.
I play the long game, took my time to get here today. Had some good and bad days, I wouldn't have it any other way. Best to start the long game when you're young and spry, for the big black clouds take shape in your mind. Make yourself free to see how quickly this good life goes by. Allow yourself to be happy. And I think you'll find good to play the long game with you by my side, with my lips pressed to your cheek and your hand in mine. Now give your love to me, baby, and I'll give you mine. Let me make you happy. And I swear I'll try. And you can play the long game long after I'm gone. Think of me, drinking hand, laughing till the dawn. Thank you.
That's Theo Crooker with The Messenger featuring Alou from his Star People Nation release. He's the grandson of Doc Cheatham, the trumpet player whose career started in the 1920s and lasted well into the 1990s. And as a former student of Donald Byrd and protege of singer Dee Dee Bridgewater, The Messenger is a composition tribute to Elvin Jones, which is why Crooker brought in Alou, who was a member in Jones' band. Crooker said about the song, quote, "How we swing our quarter note is the basis of all black music. It's the beat, and this song was made to reflect the power in that swing," end quote. You can hear this album in our weeknight music mix and on Jazz and Beyond on Saturday mornings on WNCW. In the middle, Jonathan Rice with The Long Game from the album of the same name. The Long Game is a metaphor for relationships, and you may have picked up from that song's lyrics that this is a breakup record. Courtney Marie Andrews also sings on the track, and Rice says her performance adds a lot of emotional weight to the recording. He'll be playing a show in Asheville, North Carolina at the Grey Eagle on June 6th. At the top from Studio B was Buddy and Julie Miller with Storms and Kisses, the closing track on their album Breakdown on 20th Avenue South. Not WNCW Studio B, but Buddy and Julie's bedroom, which Julie dubbed Studio B as a nod to the famous RCA Studio B in Nashville. All of the songs here are written by Julie Miller, and Storms and Kisses was written in part with Alistair McKenzie, her nephew. The story goes that when Alistair was 4, he wrote down Storms and Kisses in a list of songs he was making up. Soon after this, Julie's brother was killed by lightning. Julie says that as she was praying about the incident, God whispered the phrase Storms of Kisses to her. And she knew that her brother Jeff did not suffer in the accident. Coming up, a set of new songs from newcomer Claude Fontaine, as well as the return of Rodrigo y Gabriela and a Celia Cruz tribute from Angelique Kidjo. After this. We're getting ready to celebrate our 30th anniversary here at Grassroots Radio. In 1989, on October 13th, the first DJs at WNCW opened the mic and we went live from Spindale, North Carolina. This year, we thought it would be a cool idea to hold a contest to create a 30th anniversary logo for our fall fundraiser. And it's running now through June 22nd. To enter, create a design with our call letters and frequency, WNCW FM 88.7, make sure 30th anniversary is prominent and easily read in the design, and send your designs in a high-res PDF or JPEG file to vicky@wncw.org. And you can find all the details about this contest on our website at wncw.org.
Get enough of your love, what do I do? Just one more kiss, but
It has been 5 years since we've had a new record from Rodrigo y Gabriela, and with this album, Metavolution, they are focused on the history of human evolution and the liberation of the potential we have as a human species. That was Cumbe from Rodrigo Sanchez and Gabriela Quintero, who started out playing metal in Mexico City, but moved to Dublin, Ireland for 8 years, where they were discovered, and they have stuck with acoustic guitars ever since that move. They'll play in Wilmington, North Carolina at the Greenfield Lake Amphitheater on June 4th. Fun story, I was on the air at WNCW one day years ago when I cranked up a Rodrigo y Gabriela song. Our studio has some pretty stout monitors, and I kept upping the volume to 10. And then it was so loud that it made the CD player skip to a halt. So that's the last time I turned anything up to 10. In the middle, there was a three-time Grammy winner, Angelique Kidjo, and the Afro-Peruvian classic Toro Mata, honoring the queen of salsa, Celia Cruz, with her album Celia. Kidjo says, quote, "As a child, I saw Celia Cruz sing in Benin, and her energy and joy changed my life. It was the first I was seeing a powerful woman performer on stage. Her voice was percussive, and her songs resonated in a mysterious way with me. I felt she was a long-lost sister from the other side of the world. I now want to pay homage to this incredible voice and those songs that reunite with their juju and Afrobeat roots," end quote. At the top, you heard Claude Fontaine, who calls Los Angeles home. This self-titled record was inspired by an experience she had while living in London at the record store Honest John's, where she first heard bossa nova, reggae, tropicalia, rocksteady, and dub records. She fell in love with that sound and made a wish list of artists that she would like to make this record with, including legends like Erto Morera and Tony Chin. She says, quote, "I wanted it to feel like those lost records, like it got lost in the bottom bin of some world music store in London, because that's how I felt when I walked into that record store. I wanted it to be its own world," end quote. Well, she sent her demos off, and what do you know, they said yes. They are joined by an A-list group of sidemen who worked with Steel Pulse, Ziggy Marley, and Sergio Mendez, to name a few. That was the song that starts off the reggae half of the album, Cry for Another. Time now for our DJ for a Day feature, which in this episode is an example of what fun you can have as a DJ when you finally catch up to the musician you've been trying to interview all weekend at a festival and finally succeed. We are here with Dan from Scythian at Merlefest in the caboose for WNCW, and Josh Pierce, our engineer, Dave Kester, our general manager, looking on. And we've been in pursuit of the fiddle story all weekend. Finally, we are just in the nick of time to get it before the fest closes tonight. So
the fiddle story has happened. Not yet. It will. This story, people, you know, are always asking if you're on the radio, the reason this fiddle has a, you know, some appeal is it's kind of like a shark took a bite out of the top right corner of it, and it's just kind of a perfect little like half moon cut out. And before I tell you what the story is, I'll show you what it looks like. It probably was designed in like the 1850s or 60s, cut out by a left-handed fiddler who would sling it over his bicep so he could sing and call dances. And it's a very unique fiddle. If you go to scythianmusic.com, there are lots of photos, or at Merlefest, I probably will have tons of photos of my brother Alex.
There's a YouTube video too, right?
There's a YouTube. We actually did a YouTube video. We have a YouTube channel, Scythian Music, and I think it was called Magical Day at Council Hill. And so the story here is, I think it was August. Yeah, it was August, and we were holed up near Galena, Illinois, which is at the northwest corner of Illinois. Probably, it's really cool. The nearest cool town is Dyersville, which is where the Field of Dreams is.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really, you know, it's the town is frozen in the 1800s. It's where Ulysses S. Grant was born. And so we said, you know what? We were writing music. We were there for a week. So let's take a bike ride to, there's a winery 10 miles away. And we had no clue that it was, I felt like, you know, it was the Tour de France. It was so much elevation, and we're so tired, and we're like, we would just kill for a drink. at this point. We're just dying of thirst. And what ended up happening is right there, there was this old, like, 1800s looking, like, grocery store. And it was called Council Hill. And it was almost like from a cowboy movie. And we go in, and there's just all over the walls, old instruments. There's a piano. There's glass cases with, like, odds and ends. This is all antique. And then the guy, his name is Jamie. He's like, well, welcome. We don't see people here that often. Like, we all pulled up on bikes. And he's like, well, do you have any water or anything to drink? He's like, we have a lot of craft beer. We're like, oh, okay. So we said, let's have a beer. So as we're drinking, you know, we tell him we're a band. And he's like, well, I have all these instruments. Just feel free to just peruse. And in this glass case, like it was like a kind of like a shop, there was the Lefty, the fiddle, with no, the bridge is down, no strings on it. And the strings are like off on the corner of the case. And my brother was like, I could fix this for you. Would you let me play it? And he's like, sure. And so Alex just, it was really interesting, and he's being my brother, is like to watch someone fall in love with an instrument is a really interesting thing, because, you know, we move on, and he's just stuck there, like he's quiet, and all of a sudden these gypsy tones start coming out of the next room over, and he's just mesmerized. And so Jamie, the owner, was like, this has been in my family for I don't know how long, but I know right now that it's meant to go with you, and I want you to take it around the world, and we're going to come back one day. You tell me the stories behind this fiddle. And so, you know, it's been about 4 years, Alex. We've literally gone everywhere with it. And he's so in love with that thing. And I've got a lot of comments about it. So Lefty, and if you go to the YouTube channel, the magical day at Council Hill is the whole story. It shows us biking there, drinking beer, and then we jammed a bunch. You can get a lot of songs there of the first cut of the bow on Lefty. Yeah.
Wow. And so I asked Alex, like, don't you have to take good care of that or do things for it? And he said, no, I just sweat on it and play it.
Well, exactly. That's what the original owner did. Yeah.
The stories that thing can tell.
Well, I mean, I bet you anything that the sweat somehow probably adds to the tone or something.
But it's true that you, when you store fiddles for long periods of time, they don't do as well. They actually need to be played.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why, you know, Jamie understood that. And so it's been interesting. It's just opening up over the years of Alex playing it, and even more. And it's funny. Alexander says that whenever he picks up a fiddle, melodies come that the fiddle writes on him. And he's like, I don't even know why I did that, but that wasn't there on my other fiddle. And so there is really, like, you know, there's that movie, The Red Violin, that came out, and there's really something to it. You know, all the generations that have played it before somehow have imbued the timbre, and it connects to the musician, and that's when you feel the magic of inspiration. And that was definitely a really cool instance for me to be the spectator.
Man, thanks for your time.
Well, thanks for having me.
This is great. We wrap up this episode of On the Way Up with a new tune, followed by our segue of the show. This is Old Man Ludicky.
If you are looking for a special dish, might I recommend this little fish? You've overlooked it while I have a hunch. Sardines on toast make a brilliant lunch. They are so easy and they are so cheap. They got the flavor that goes so deep. Both the land lover and the fisherman love the sardines that come in a little can. Hey, ahem, when I go and I make my toast, you know the topping that I love. Don't want no honey or no PBJ, no cheddar cheese or French pate, but a Brunswick can is a master plan for a lunch as grand as Grand Manette. Both the land lover and the fisherman love the sardines that come in a little can. Hey, I hum,
the mustard sauce, the soya oil and the cheap, cheap calls. The Golden Smokies or the Kipper can. I eat with fork or just by hand. When I eat them, I have to loosen up my belt. Feel like a beaver with a shiny belt. Oh, the land lover and the fisherman love the sardines that come in a little can. Hey, uh-huh. If you are looking for a special dish, don't need no genie to get your wish. Open a can up by the tab or key. When satisfied, you can thank me. I pack them in my suitcase when I leave. I bring back more from overseas. Both the land lover and the fisherman love the sardines that come in a little can. Both the land lover and the fisherman love the sardines that
your ear to the ground. Listen to the sand. Can you hear the jolly sing? Sing, sing, clam. Come on down to the shore. When the tide is low, hear the jolly singing mollusk. Show. Sea green, sea foam laps the shore as a plow. See the sea bass grasp the clam in his jaws.
In his jaws.
The sea bass takes the clam to the Gulf of Mexico. There the singing clam will join its amigos. Sea green, sea foam laps the shore as a pause. See the sea bass grasp the clam in his jaws.
In his jaws.
Together they all form a mariachi. Come and hear the jolly sing, 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 clam. Come on, hear the jolly singing, sing, sing, clam.
That's the group Drink Me from their self-titled debut from 1992. Members Mark Omft and Wynn Evans started in 1986 as a sort of experimental hardcore duo, inspired by groups like Flipper and Pear Ubu. After hearing the Nairobi Sound, a record of dry guitar bands from Kenya, they went acoustic, to the delight of New York audiences, who were charmed with songs like that one, Singing Clam. Beginning our segue of the show set was Old Man Ludicky from Chester, Nova Scotia. He isn't old yet, but he is dealing with middle age on this, his sixth record called Easy Money. Here, Christopher Ludicky sings a song about his late father with Afi Yervinen of Bahamas and is joined by Fats Kaplan and returning collaborator Tim O'Brien on others. That was Sardine Song. And I can attest that they do indeed make for a brilliant lunch. That's our show. Thanks for listening. We hope you will consider supporting the artists you enjoy hearing on this podcast, and you can help us continue our mission here at Grassroots Radio as well by becoming a member at wncw.org. Thanks to our intern, Lauren Wasmond, for researching these songs and getting the script going. We'll let Lauren introduce herself on a DJ for a Day very soon. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, and I welcome your feedback by email at joek@wncw.org. You can also contact me on Twitter at WNCW Joe. Many of the songs on this podcast are also available on one of our Spotify playlists, titled simply WNCW New Music. This is On the Way Up from Grassroots Radio WNCW. Our theme song from Eliza Lynn takes us away.
Sing a new song in the rain. Sing a new song till the drops coming down. Sing a new song. A new